high-value substances and interchangeability. Some GM crops are designed to produce high-value substances which are presently imported from developing countries. For example, an oilseed rape high in lauric acid has been designed to produce oils to substitute for coconut palm oil, presently exported from the Philippines and Kerala in India in particular. Such varieties are already in commercial use in the USA and are being field tested in Europe. Similar substitutions are being designed for products of small-scale farmers, for example vanilla, a major export of Mozambique, quinoa, a high-protein export of Bolivia, and cocoa butter, an export of West Africa. If technical advances make these substitutions economically feasible, then the GM crops could drive down world prices or even eliminate some suppliers. Such a scenario would repeat the earlier cases of conventionally bred high-fructose maize and sugar beet, which undermine developing country exports of cane sugar. As an NGO notes, even if no GM crops are actually grown in developing countries, the technology could still have a significant adverse effect on their national economies. Panos, 1998.